I'm Matt Toludo on Iron FM, and this is A Moment of Faith. They called him a comedic genius. He lived an incredible life. He had fame, he had fortune. But behind the laughter and success, he had a deep compassion for others, especially those less fortunate. Even at the height of his career, he would drive through major cities across the country, pulling over to help the homeless. He'd give them money, he'd take them to a hotel for a safe, warm night's sleep, sometimes even share a meal with them, all without drawing attention to himself, no media, no press, just acts of love and kindness. Whether he knew it or not, he embodied the teaching of Matthew 6, 3 and 4, which says, "But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." He followed this principle until he sadly passed away from his own demons. His legacy of quiet generosity is a reminder of how we're all supposed to give, not for attention, but out of love, as Jesus instructs us in Acts 20:35, where it says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." To give for the notoriety or attention one gets from others is frowned upon, as we're told in Matthew 6:1, quote, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven." See, God values humility in our acts of kindness. True charity doesn't need an audience. When it comes from the heart, God Himself takes notice. And let's face it, that's the only recognition that matters. Chris Farley may have left this world too soon, but his unseen acts of kindness live on as a testimony of what it means to truly give. Not just laughs, but hope. I'm Matt Toludo, and that's another Moment of Faith on Iron FM.